Never to turn down an ale, I accepted the elven ranger's gift and invited her to have a seat. "The name's Dareth," I spoke as I extended an arm out. She paused, then embraced my arm. "Deirdre." I took a long drink of my new ale. "Oh. So tell me, Deirdre, what can you tell me about that old man they just dragged out of here?" Deirdre pulled out her hunting blade and began sharpening it. "The wise one. Some say he's crazy. Some say he knows things."
"Knows things? Like what?"
"Listen, I came to your table for a reason. I have a proposition for you."
"A proposition?
All right, let's hear it."
"You seem like a warrior type. Barbarian descendant, I think."
"Yes, what of it?"
"Well, you see those two sitting at the bar?
The gnome, scattered looking, wearing the purple robes, clasping onto a staff. And his friend, the dark-skinned bald man with muscular arms, also wearing robes, but an orange color."
"I do indeed."
"Well, they just paid me 50 gold to take them into the heart of the Trigon, across the sheets of ice you see outside these doors, and beyond and within the Warlord Peaks."
I take another drink of my ale. "All right.
I can get them there, but I don't want to lose my life doing it. That's where you come in."
"Deirdre, I am complimented in your presumed belief in my abilities with a sword. But to be honest, I am no mercenary. I deliver goods to ports like this. I'm a shipman." Deirdre did not look amused, and she stood, and before she might have said something she regretted, "Well, in that case, it's been a pleasure." She then stands.
"Thanks for the ale, though." Suddenly she draws her short blade and brings it down upon me. I'm barely able to raise my large blade in time to deflect it.
"A mercenary you are, and a good one. Change your mind, and I'll be at the bar."